شما با پروگرام دری رادیوی SBS هستید. گزارشات عالی را در sbs.com.au/dari پیدا کنید.
Once you start normalizing really awful words and behaviors and attitudes, it does seep into you.
در این قسمت سلسله پادکست شناخت و درک نفرت از SBS Examines با موضوع افرادگرایی در میان جوانان می‌پردازیم. کارشناسان با ابراز نگرانی می‌گویند که پس از همگیری کرونا و با تغییر الگوریتم‌های آنلاین، احتمال افرادگرایی گسترده میان مردم به خصوص جوانان افزایش یافته است. اما روند افرادسازی جوانان چگونه اتفاق می‌افتد؟
I was really unwell. By the time I dropped out of school in year 10, I'd probably missed about 3/4 of high school. And because of that, I had a lot of time by myself online, a lot of time that I was really unhappy with myself. I became quite misanthropic and I was sort of lost and I was lacking direction.
این صدای جیمی است. او در دوران نوجوانی در جستجوی روابط دوستی، دوستان را از طریق بازی‌های ویدیویی و اتاق‌های گفتگو در فضای آنلاین پیدا کرد.
It was still a sense of community that I didn't get in my real life at that time. Gaming isn't just about playing games, it's about being with people and sort of enjoying their company. And I think the company that I had, even if we were all a bit misguided at the time, at least we had each other in a way. I think that's maybe something that is quite hard to understand, is if you're lonely, it's really hard to challenge the things you see and hear around you.
جیمی میگوید در محیط غرق شده بود که در آن زبان توهین‌آمیز و زهرآگین امر عادی محسوب میشد و همین موضوع سبب شد که دیدگاه‌های نفرت‌آمیز نسبت به جهان و بعضی گروه‌های اجتماعی در او شکل بگیرد.
We all thought it was edgy, therefore it was funny because it was somewhat comedic, but The reality is you don't realize you're that young how impactful these things are, not just on other people, but really on yourself. You do end up being a sort of a shadow of yourself. I said things to my sisters at the time that I'm deeply regretful of now. I feel embarrassed to think about.
در حالی که علاقه جوانان به محتوای جسورانه یا تابو شکن امر طبیعی است، افرادگرایان از این علاقه آگاهند و از آن برای جذب و استخدام افراد استفاده می کنند. پروفسور دبرا اسمیت متخصص افرادگرایی خشونت‌آمیز از پوانتونی ویکتوریا میگوید
You know, a lot of their propaganda is really shaped to be interesting, funny, visually appealing. Young people can get emotional rewards from engaging with risk-taking, looking at taboo material, hanging with people who probably other people don't approve of. Whilst objectively it might be hateful, their experience and what's driving them may not be about hate. For the young person experiencing it, it can actually be a place of humor, of joy, of belonging, of acceptance.
او می افزاید که افرادگرایان با سوء استفاده از نیاز جوانان به تعلق و ارتباط آنها را جذب می کنند.
Young people are trying to sort of explore who they are, what they believe in, where and how they fit into the world. And unfortunately, violent extremist movements provide a really strong sense of identity, albeit a very unhealthy one, that can be appealing to some young people who may be struggling to build a strong sense of self.
با آنکه دیدن استفاده یک جوان از زبان یا باورهای افرادگرایانه می تواند نگران کننده باشد، اما این به معنای آن نیست که حتما در مسیر خشونت قرار دارد.
Radicalization is the process where a person's beliefs and ideas start to significantly move away from what would be considered mainstream or generally acceptable. This in itself is not problematic because radical ideas and movements have often changed the world for the better. So an example of that would be the civil rights movement. And in this case, radicalization to violent extremism, we're talking about when these changes in beliefs and ideas lead to a person accepting that perpetrating violence is a legitimate way to solve their grievance or their problem.
برای پیدا کردن محتوای افرادگرایانه و کسانی که در پی جذب افراد جدید هستند، ضرورت نیست زیاد جستجو کنید. در هر گوشه اینترنت می توان آن را یافت. برای جیمی این مسیر از طریق بازی‌های آنلاین و انجمن‌های مجازی مشهور آغاز شد.
The majority of young people that I've worked with haven't actively searched for it. It's something that has been available. It starts where the kids already are. It's in things like gaming chats, short video feeds, social media platforms, those sorts of things, and not necessarily in the sort of dark corners of the internet that we would like to think.
پتالوی کارشناس مبارزه با افرادگرایی خشونت‌آمیز میگوید اگرچه نوجوانان از لحاظ فکر و طور کامل رشد نکردند و اکثرا توسط افرادگرایان فریب داده میشوند، اما نباید آنها را افراد کاملا به اراده و بدون صلاحیت دانست.
Because if you take away someone's agency, you also take away their ability to do anything about it. So I think it's helpful to talk about what are the factors that make someone, a young person or otherwise, vulnerable, but and what are some of the reasons why people might make choices that way.
در قسمت بعدی این سلسله پادکست ما با بررسی روش‌های خواهیم پرداخت که چگونه می‌توان با جوانان در معرض خطر افرادگرایی کمک کرد. برای جیمی گفتگوی صادقانه سبب شد تا او باورهای زیانبار را که در اطرافش شکل گرفته بود زیر سوال ببرد.
And that gave me such a great new perspective on the world around me and a realization that the horrible ways that the communities I've been in the past had made them feel awful.
این گزارش از سوی نیک زنبولیز از بخش SBS Examines تهیه شده بود.
می خواهید این گناه گزارش ها را بیشتر بشنوید؟ با این گزارشات از طریق اپل پادکاست، گوگل پادکاست، سپاتیفای و یا هر جایی که پادکاستتان را می گیرید گوش دهید.